Are you ready to apply God's Word into your everyday life? Welcome to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principles Podcast. I'm your host, Rabbi Kurt Landry. Together, we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move into greater levels of kingdom authority. Shalom, Kurt Landry here tonight to lead us in a prayer, 6 urgent prayers for Afghanistan. What you're looking here on my iPad is there's now being dispatched thousands of American soldiers for evacuation purposes in Kabul into an empowered, entrenched terrorist Taliban that now is operating with equipment that used to belong to the United States. And now our soldiers are being put into harm's way as they go in to evacuate the Americans that have been left behind, and Christian missionaries and contractors and business people. I want you to really take a look at this. This is one of the planes that left here just today. These brave men and women, they need our prayers, and we're going to do that prayer tonight. So go ahead and hit that share button, because we're going to get as many to share as possible. Welcome to the podcast. If you're listening, I want you to go ahead and be able to download the notes for the 6 urgent prayers. I've got the notes written out so that you can continue to pray them. So you can go to here. I've got it right up. It's go to CLM, go to Kurt Landry, kurtlandry.com/live, and then go to the note tabs and hit tonight's notes, and you'll get a download so that you can follow along with me. This is a very urgent situation. Listen to some of the news that is coming out of this region. A female mayor from Afghanistan says, "All I can do is sit and wait to be killed." The Taliban, they declare victory over this 20-year war with the United States. And many different nations are saying, we have now entered into a post-America world order. These nations are now recognizing the weakness that's inside the administration, inside the United States of America. Talked with Israel today, and they absolutely understand that they are not counting on the United States to be able to help them with this Iranian crisis. Go ahead and hit that share button. They know that they're just weeks away. They're only weeks away from being able to create a nuclear weapon. So we are really on a red alert, and we're praying, but we need to pray fervently, effectively, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Aren't you glad, for many of you, if this is your first time, I would go ahead and watch some of the programs that we've been doing for the last really month on breaking generational curses. If you're going to go in and do spiritual warfare like we're going to do tonight and be able to pray effectively and fervently and actually pray for these soldiers, pray for these missionaries that are there, pray for the underground church, pray for the Christians. There's up to 5,000 or 6,000. It's one of the faster growing churches in that part of the world. I know Iran also has the largest and fastest growing underground church, but so does Afghanistan. And these believers are terrified. Women will not go outside their houses without a male escort, and only for the most part are staying in. This is a time where we need the prayers of the saints to be effective and fervent. So I want to be able to walk you into that tonight. So go ahead and hit that share button. And let's get as many people online praying tonight live, praying in the archives later, but we need to be able to have this clarion call to prayer. I want to start out with the book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 9. And it says, when you go to war in the land against the enemy who has oppressed you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. So I'm going to give you all a little bit of time. If you would, go ahead and download those notes and go to Kurt Landry, CURTLANDRY.com/live, and go to the note tabs and print those notes off. And while you're waiting on those notes to get print, please go and get your shofar, because we're going to do a shofar blast tonight. Let's get it, hundreds of you blowing that shofar, maybe thousands of you, and let's sound an alarm for our brothers and sisters that are in Afghanistan and the effect of the disruption of the peace in the Middle East and eventually all over the world. These situations endanger Taiwan. These situations endanger Israel. These situations endanger the United States. With the 20th anniversary coming up on 9/11, this is not a good situation. Open borders in the South. Many people out of this region entering in with no registration and no identification coming into this nation. If there was a time when we needed to know how to do effective and fervent prayer, it would be tonight. And tonight's your night to experience it, partake in it, and be a part of it. Because as you sow these prayers, you will reap the protection and the provision for your family as well. So let's get to our shofars and do what the scripture says. Father God, we come together in unity tonight, and we sound the alarm according to your word that says, when you go to war in the land against your enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. So let's give a great big shout and a shofar blast. If you don't have a shofar, please go ahead and engage and give that shout unto the Lord. Ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, as we come to you tonight, we go into your courts. And Lord, we go and we prepare. We wash ourselves tonight in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you have been redeeming us from all generational curses and inequities, erasing and expunging the spiritual DNA of the scripture when it says that the sins of the father are passed on to the next generation and the next generation. But Father God, we thank you that your blessings are for 1,000. And we thank you, Lord, that we walk in those blessings for 1,000. Thank you, Lord, that we put on the full armor of God this day. We gird our loins with the truth of the gospel, that this word shall not come back void, but it shall prosper in that which it is sent to do. Thank you, Lord, we prepare our feet with the preparation that we will walk into your courts this night globally and all different 9 different time zones. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, that we put on the breastplate of the ephod of our priesthood. And thank you, Lord, that we are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek. Thank you, Lord, that we put on the helmet of our salvation, and our identity is in you, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who gives us strength. We take the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, into your war room tonight in the courts of heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that we will do it according to your word. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by might, nor by power, nor even by our opinion, but by your Spirit and by your word, says the Lord. So when we understand that we're pleading for mercy even in the war room, we are pleading for mercy for the Lord to move on behalf, because what's happened for us that are in the United States our government has caused this catastrophe. This isn't something that was done in godly principles. This was done with a tremendous lack of wisdom, and now we are paying a price. We are losing the honor and respect as a world power because of the way we have orchestrated this withdrawal from Afghanistan without regard, endangering our people, endangering the people of Afghanistan. So the scripture says, here it says that I were in Isaiah 43 and verse 25. He says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for his name's sake, and I will not remember your sins. So Father God, for us that are in the United States of America, we ask you, Father God, for forgiveness for the bad choices, decisions, and policies in regards to what's happening in Afghanistan and the way this is being done. Lord, Father God, it is endangered and it has caused innocent bloodshed. And Lord, it has caused rape, pillaging, and murder. And Father God, we ask you on behalf as U.S. citizens that, Lord, that you would forgive our nation from this is a sin. And Lord, we come to you and ask you to blot out the transgressions that we might go into the courts and into the war room. And Lord, in this mercy time, and Lord, actually in the mercy court right now, Lord, I'm sorry, I went to the war room. I just need to be in the mercy court. I ask you to blot out our transgressions. And your word says in Isaiah 43 and 26, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted, that your first fathers had sinned and your mediators have transgressed against me. And so, Father God, there's been transgressions and sin. And Lord, we ask you as repairers of the breach, we ask you, Lord, that you would raise us up to go into the courts and do that which you have called us to do. Lord, your word says in Isaiah 58 and 11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. He will strengthen your bones, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring of water whose water does not fail. So, Lord, I call on a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit to literally erupt within us. And the abiding presence of Psalm 91, it says, those who abide in the shelter of his wing. And, Lord, we want to abide, align, and be with you, Lord. We declare and renounce all self-righteousness. We are not operating in critical judgment mass. We are saying, Father God, our nation has made a mistake in this hour, and we're asking for mercy and grace to cover it, because your word says that there will be those, and that is you. And if you're in a place where you can put the comments in, please share, but in the comments and say, I am one of those among you that shall be, that shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of the streets that dwell within. And Father God, that's what we need to do. Lord, we need to ask you, Lord, to repair the breach as intercessors. Lord, to come between the porch and the altar this night. So if you have downloaded the notes, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray these scriptures, which shall not come back void, that will really target and manifest, because we're not giving God our opinion, but we're asking him specifically for the word of God to manifest in these situations. So in the six urgent prayers for Afghanistan, the first one is we're going to pray for our U.S. troops. What I'm told and what it's in the newspaper is that 6,000 troops are now being sent there. There was thousands, but up to 6,000 to go and make it safe for the evacuations that need to take place. Father God, we lift up the U.S. troops that are going back into an emboldened enemy, and that, Lord, that are very motivated right now in anger and in rage. And Father God, we ask, though these soldiers, yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we decree over them, they will fear no evil. For you are with me, says the Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord, we lift up all 6,000 U.S. troops and more that are deployed back to Afghanistan for this evacuation. And we thank you, Lord, that though they walk into this valley of death, they will not fear nor be touched, for the word, your rod, your staff, your covenant shall cover them in prayer this night. Make sure you say amen in the comments. If you're listening on the podcast, you're driving in your car, make sure you say amen. Now, we want to pray for the believers in the underground church. The Taliban sent out letters to all the underground church they could find, and they evidently know where they are, and sent letters out that said, we know where you are, your time is short, and we're coming to get you. Lord, Father God, we cancel those cursed words of the Taliban trying to kill the church. The underground believers are brothers and sisters, Lord, in the Lord. And your word says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3, remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself are in the body also. Father God, we thank you that we are the body of Messiah. We are the body of Christ. And thank you, Lord, when one suffers, we all suffer. Your word says in Ephesians that we are to pray for all the saints all the time without ceasing. And we declare and decree in the courts of heaven, guardian and warding angels around and about these underground believers to keep them safe and to keep them hidden and to keep them sound until this evacuation safety comes to pass in Yeshua's name. Father God, we are praying for the political leaders that will rise up and be the ones that you have called and you have chosen to bring a peace so there can be some order at the airport there in Kabul and the embassy being taken back and restored. Lord, there's so much that needs to be done. But Lord, we pray for the generals. We pray for the commanders. We pray for the Afghan leaders that are there. And Father God, we say to them, Psalms 109, 1 through 2, I'll be declaring out of the New King James. Do not keep silent, O God, my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Father God, we ask that in the war room of the courts of heaven, cancel all the lying, warring tongues that are threatening those who are to reestablish law and order in Afghanistan in Yeshua's name. Father God, we want to pray for the spiritual leaders, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the missionaries, and the evangelists that are there. And we want them to stay strong and encouraging those in the underground and those that are hiding. And Lord, whatever way they have of communicating, Lord, let them not be silent. Oh God, my praise, for the mouth of the wicked have spoken against them in deceit. And Lord, according to Romans 15, and that Lord, they have spoken against them in lying tongues. And also, let me get this Roman scripture here. That's a typo on my notes, I believe. So hang on just one second. I made these earlier today. Romans 15 and 13. Yes, and so this is the word Romans 15 and 13. We want to declare this over the spiritual leaders. I'm sorry on my notes for the typo. So it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's say it again, if you would, please. Let's say it together. In Jesus' name, we declare your word and say to the spiritual leaders, the believers in Afghanistan, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we release you with fire of the resurrection and protection, just as you protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Protect these believers and these leaders in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Father God, we also decree over them, Colossians 1 and 11, strengthen with all your might, according to your glorious power, and all patience and long suffering. Lord, we release strength. We release food. We release water. We release communications. We release protection. We release medicine. Lord, we release food and for babies and diapers and Lord, whatever supplies they need, we release them and let them find them in Yeshua's name. And Lord, in the midst of this war and chaos, we pray for the advancement of the gospel according to 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 and 2. And we decree in the courts, finally, brethren, pray for us. Thank you, Lord, in the war room. Let it be released as a decree. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly. Let this prayer move swiftly. Lord, put it on fast, speedy recovery for these that are suffering, and be glorified, Lord, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and the wicked men, for not all have faith. Lord, we speak deliverance from the wicked men and the wicked sources that are coming against these believers. And behold, I am the Lord God of all flesh. As is there anything too hard for me, according to Jeremiah 32 and 27. Lord, we seal this prayer and we decree and declare that this catastrophe in Afghanistan and in Kabul, there is nothing too hard for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to move. Thank you, Lord, that you're releasing intercessory prayer and repairers of the breach mantles to those who are listening to this broadcast. And Father God, we seal and close this by praying for the peace of Jerusalem in the Middle East, in the unrest this is causing across that region, because this has put Israel on full alert. As we know, these things are all spiritually connected together. This is a war against those who love and honor the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and those who hate the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no middle line here. There's the lovers and the haters. And praise God for the lovers, that we do not serve a God that is short-armed. We do not serve a God that does not perform his word. We do not serve a God that will not fulfill his will. We do not serve a God that did not create the universe. We do not serve a God that did not have everything under control. We do not serve a God that lies or cheats or steals. We serve a God who delivers. We serve a God who heals. We serve a God who overcomes. We serve a God who's victorious. We serve a God that fulfills his prophecies. We seal a God whose convergence of prophecy is being fulfilled now. And thank you, Lord, we join in all the prayers of every man, woman, mother, and child in Afghanistan that is crying out for you. And we pray, Lord, and I know they pray for Israel, and they pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And your word says, may they prosper who love you, according to Psalm 122 and 6. And Lord, may they have peace within their palaces. If somehow you're in Afghanistan and you're watching this broadcast, come in agreement with us as we pray for wisdom for the Israeli government as they are making decisions right now that is very important in regard to what's happening with Iran, what's happening with what may happen with Russia, what may happen with Turkey, and what's happening in Syria, that what's happening with Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. These spirits are all stirred up. These ancient Ottoman spirits are stirred up. They're all trying to press us into the Ezekiel 38 scriptures in 39. But the Lord told me it is not their time. This is not a time where there's peace amongst the villages. This is not their time. And the Lord says that I will intervene. I will have divine intervention. I will protect Taiwan. I will protect Israel. I will protect those in the Abraham Accord. I will protect the United States of America. For this is a time of me to deliver by fire, says the Lord. I will bring the fire to bring the light to expose the corruption that has caused this in Yeshua's name. And so one of the things I want you to do is I want you to go now and I want you to download and pray over your house so that you have it fresh. And if you're listening to the podcast, go to clmmin.com/PS91. I want you to pray Psalm 91. It's a free printout. You'll get the names of God. You'll be able to read along with us. And let's agree, between now and the fall feast, let's pray Psalm 91 every day. If you have infirmity in your body and you're worried about this COVID and the different things that are happening, may I recommend that you pray Psalm 91 and take communion every day. Just start your morning out, pray Psalm 91. It takes only probably about 5 to 10 minutes, and take communion. Take that 10 to 15 minutes to be able to put on a spiritual protection to keep you free and not worry about any type of physical assault, whether it be physical or spiritual or in infirmity. Let's decree and declare, no harm shall come nigh thy dwelling in the name of Yeshua. Amen. So go to clmmin.com/Psalm 91, PS91. And I'm looking at my time here. I've got 3 minutes. I don't have my Psalm 91 printout, but I do have my Bible, and we're going to decree it right now because I just feel like we need to seal this with this protection right now. So if you'll just give me a few more minutes, I'm going over on time, but I think this is important for you and your family. Father God, we come to you in the name of Yeshua, according to Psalm 91. And Lord, we go into your mercy court this day, and we decree that as for our family, say your family, I'll say the Landrys, will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Lord, say the Landrys, your name, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say your name, the Landrys. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, COVID, Delta virus, whatever it is that's coming. No, it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. He shall cover you in his feathers, and under his wing you shall take refuge. Would you say amen in the comments? His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but decree it, but it shall not come near your family, your name. It shall not come near the Landrys. It shall not put your name right in there. It shall not decree it. May it be written in the courts. May it be decreed. May the angels of the Lord hearken unto it, be around and about your car, your home, your business, every place you go, wherever you walk into the grocery store, go to the gas station, when you go to church, wherever you go, no harm shall come nigh thy dwelling. And I carry all my brothers in Afghanistan and say this as I intercede for you as well. Only with your eyes shall you look. and you'll see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High God, your dwelling place. Say, Father God, as for me and my house, we make the Lord God and his Spirit our dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he has given his angels charge over you. Thank you, Lord, to keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion, the serpent, and shall trample them underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Go ahead and say it into the comment. Say, I know his name. He is my Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. He is Jireh. He is my provider. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is my peace. He is my Jehovah Shammah. He's coming right now, not next week, not later. He's here now. He's delivering me from this. He shall call upon the Lord and he will answer me. Go ahead and say in the comments if you're there, saying, he's answering me right now. Put your family name, your name, Landry's. He has answered it now. It's recorded in my book. I asked and I receive. The word says, I have not because I asked not, but I have because I've asked. I ask in Jesus' name that everything I just decreed in Psalm 91 manifest in my family and protect my family now in Yeshua's name. He will answer me in time of trouble. He will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, praise God. We seal this work in the name of the Father and of the Son. Let every man's name be brought low and the name of Yeshua be lifted up on high in Yeshua's name. Make sure you go to KurtLandry.com/live. Download tonight's prayer notes. Remember to keep praying for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and be praying for Israel. And pray Psalm 91. Please go to clmmin.com/PS91. Get a free download of Psalm 91 with the Lord's names. Pray it every day. Take communion. Get a cracker and some juice, whatever you want to do. Take the Lord's Supper. Bless your family. Decree Psalm 91. Live free. Prosper. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. God bless you, and we'll see you Friday night live streaming at House of David, 7 p.m. Central. Shalom. Thank you for listening to Ancient Mysteries Kingdom Principle Podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit us at KurtLandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Kurt Landry Ministries. See you next week.